Welcome to Wednesday Night Worship at First Baptist. Tonight's speaker is Dr. Jeff Reynolds.
Tonight we're starting a new series that I think is going to be really exciting and is going to carry us through at least the first half of 2022. And the series is entitled Faith Stories. And if you've got your Bible, I want to invite you to turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 is known as the great hall of faith in the Bible, and it is filled with names of great heroes of the faith, and by correlation, great faith stories of men and women who trusted God and who allowed their trust in God to compel them to follow God, no matter what their circumstances were. And so over the next several weeks, we're going to look at each of these individuals and see how their faith in God was so formative and foundational in their lives that it compelled them to live lives that were characterized by faith and lives that we still discuss today. Along the way, we're also going to share some stories, faith stories right here from our community of faith. And I know that we will be encouraged as we hear from one another about how God interacts with each of us and how God moves in our lives. So tonight, I want to invite you to turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. And to start out, we're going to look at verses 1-3. Before we begin, though, I want to tell you a story, a faith story, that has been deeply important in my life. And it's a story about Billy Graham. I don't know if you know this or not, but Billy Graham wasn't supposed to be Billy Graham. Charles Templeton was. Charles Templeton professed faith in Christ in the 30s, and not long after he made his profession of faith, he began preaching, and he was really good at it. And he and Billy Graham were teamed up early on and even toured Europe together, preaching with Youth for Christ International. And honestly, Charles Templeton was a better preacher than Billy Graham. Well, in order to deepen his experience, Charles Templeton chose to go to seminary at Princeton Theological Seminary. And while he was there, unfortunately, the foundations of his faith were eroded. His belief in the Bible was called into question. His belief in creationism was called into question. His belief in the miraculous was called into question. The virgin birth of Jesus, the crucifixion of Jesus and resurrection of Jesus that is effectual for all who will trust and follow Jesus, all those things were called into question by his seminary experience. It doesn't make much sense, but it is what it is. Well, Charles Templeton came out of seminary with a newfound lack of faith. And he went to his friend Billy Graham and sought to persuade Billy, telling him, "Oh, Billy, belief in the Bible is so yesterday. It is so not contemporary. We've outgrown that in society." And Billy loved God. Billy loved the Bible. And Billy loved Charles. Billy had found when he preached that he had an unbelievable amount of authority when he said, "The Bible says." In fact, Billy Graham has become famous for using that phrase, "The Bible says." And he had found that when he said, "The Bible says," and then shared what God's Word shared, that it had a profound impact in people's lives. And so Billy was really struggling because he loved God, he loved God's Word, and he loved Charles. And so the story goes that one night he was out having a moonlit walk around the Forest Home Retreat Center in California, and he was struggling. He was praying, saying, "God, I don't know how to answer all of Charles's questions. I don't have an answer for every objection that he puts forth, but I need your help." And so what did he do? He laid his Bible open on a tree stump. He couldn't even see what page it was open to. It was dark and it was dimly lit by the moonlight. Billy fell to his knees and said, "Lord, I can't answer all of Charles' questions, but I believe that this book is your word, and I believe it by faith." And from that moment on, Billy trusted God and trusted God's word by faith, even if there were questions he couldn't answer. And Billy Graham went on to become the most impactful evangelist the world has ever known. Charles Templeton, well, he became an agnostic, and frankly, not long before his passing, wrote his memoir entitled Farewell to God before he died in 2001. Two vitally different stories that started on a similar trajectory, but then separated, and frankly, couldn't have separated much further. What was the difference? Well, as it turns out, the difference was faith. These two men had had an encounter with the living God. One chose to believe God and one chose not to believe God. And they came to that proverbial fork in the road and their lives separated. What was the difference? Faith. What is faith? Well, Hebrews chapter 11 is going to tell us. So I want to invite you to look with me at Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. The writer of Hebrews, carried along by the Holy Spirit, says this, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible." 3 points tonight as we begin our series entitled Faith Stories. And the first is based on Hebrews 11:1. Let me read it to us one more time. "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Our first point tonight is this: faith is our foundation. Eugene Peterson, in his paraphrase of the Bible that we know as the Message, translates and paraphrases the message of Hebrews 11:1 in the following way. "The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see." You know, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:7 that we walk by faith and not by sight. And I love this verbiage that Eugene Peterson chooses, that faith is our handle on what we can't see. In my office many years ago, I had a picture that I had picked up at Lifeway, and I picked it up in a profoundly tumultuous time in my life. But it was a picture simply of a mountain lake. I mean, it was beautiful. You can imagine all the pine trees surrounding it, this serene lake, the clouds coming in, and there was just a little pier that stuck out into the water, and then it came to an end. And this picture quoted 2 Corinthians 5:7, "We walk by faith, not by sight." And it had a little motivational quote on it that said, "Dare to take the journey that begins where the path ends." Maybe you've seen Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and though that movie is a quarter century old at least now, I don't want to be a spoiler, so if you haven't seen it, you might want to not listen for a second, but when Indiana Jones is going to find the Holy Grail, he comes to this gap in his journey, and it looks like this deep canyon that cannot be crossed, and he has to step out by faith, and it looks like he's stepping out into the emptiness, this vast crevasse into which he might fall to his death. And here's the spoiler alert: as he steps out, his foot lands on solid ground, a path that was there camouflaged, unable to be seen to his eye, but it was there nonetheless. He had to take a step of faith. And sometimes that's what life is like. Recognizing that God is our firm foundation, you and I step out in faith with nothing but God to trust in. Well, here's the good news. Our God is able to be trusted. And so the Bible says that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Though I cannot see it, I believe it. And more importantly, though I cannot see God, I believe Him. And I'm willing not only to believe Him, but to act upon that belief, to step out in faith, knowing that faith in Almighty God is the firm foundation upon which I'm building my life, that faith is our foundation. But then the second thing, based on Hebrews 11:2, and let me share that verse with us, and I'll give us our second point. Hebrews 11:2, "For by it the people of old received their commendation." The second point is that faith gives us fortitude. Faith gives us fortitude, the strength to step out in faith, knowing that our God is God and He loves us deeply. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 9, I've already told you about chapter 5, verse 7. Well, let me contextualize that with verses 6 through 9. Paul writes, "So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. So the most foundational element of our lives as we trust and follow Jesus is recognizing that God's got a hold of us and He's not going to let us go. And even if the worst thing that could possibly happen to us on this earth happens, and that would be our death, then if we are in Christ, He's got a hold of us and we go immediately to be with Him. Right now, you and I can't see heaven. Right now, you and I can't see our God in the way that you're seeing this video. But we know He's there, and we know that there's a better home awaiting us in Jesus Christ our Lord, and so we make it our aim to please Him as we walk trusting Him. Just before Paul wrote that, I want to take you to the previous chapter in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and share with you verses 16 through 18, because this has a practical outworking in the way that we live our lives. As we are bolstered by faith and as we are strengthened by our faith in Jesus Christ, listen to what Paul writes. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. One of the things that we're going to see as we examine these faith stories, both in Hebrews chapter 11 and as we hear faith stories from our brothers and sisters in Christ right here in our own community of faith, we're going to see that faith equips us to carry out the lives to which we've been called. It equips us to take the next step, trusting that God's got a hold of us and knowing that though our outer self may be wasting away, there is an inward strength that is supplied by our faith in Jesus Christ that compels us and carries us forward to take another step with our eyes fixed on Jesus. Well, now look with me at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. Our third point tonight is this. Faith provides our framework. Faith provides our framework. So the writer of Hebrews takes us to creation. And for those of us who trust and follow Jesus, we say, and we know where the world came from. That's one of the big foundational questions we have to answer as we explore any worldview. Where did we come from? Well, we came from God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God created you. God created me. That's the foundation from which we start, and that provides the framework for all of our lives. We understand that we are not just meaningless, randomized atoms out floating in the cosmos. No, we are created by the very hands of God for His glory and for good to one another. And so that's the framework from which we design our entire lives. But it's also the framework by which we approach God through faith. For we recognize that the world was created, all the things that can be seen was created by that which cannot be seen. And not only do we look at creation in that way, but we look at salvation in that way. Peter wrote about this in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said this, "Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. Though you do not now see Him, you believe in Him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls." You know, we follow a Savior that we have never laid eyes on, but one day we will. One day our faith will become sight. Until then, we walk by faith, believing in the one that we cannot see, but knowing what He has accomplished through His cross and through His resurrection, knowing the great love with which He has loved us and the great love with which He still loves us, we walk forward in faith, not faith in itself, not faith in faith, but faith in Jesus Christ, crucified and resurrected, King of kings and Lord of lords. So what about you? Billy Graham and Charles Templeton were both faced with a decision. Will I hold to the faith once for all delivered to the saints, or will I turn away from it? Those two men made vastly different decisions with vastly different outcomes. What is your decision? Will you believe God and His Word by faith, or will you turn away and surrender to doubt? I believe God's calling us to faith. Let's pray. Father, we love You and we thank You so much that though we cannot see You, we can see Your impact, we can see Your effects, we can see, Lord, that You are very present and we believe in You. Not only do we believe in You, but we believe You, meaning that we act according to faith. We step out in faith knowing that You've got a hold of us in Jesus Christ and You'll never let us go. Lord, for that we are so incredibly thankful. And so, Lord, tonight, yet again, as we begin a new year, we join our hearts and our minds and even our voices to pray that prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us to pray. And in so doing, we will answer the question, whose Father? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for Wednesday night worship, and we hope that you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. for Sunday morning worship, and join us again next week as we continue in this series of faith stories. God bless you.